بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال احتجبت الجنة والنار فقالت النار في الجبارون والمتكبرون وقالت الجنة في ضعفاء الناس ومساكينهم فقضى الله بينهما وقالت الجنة ضعفاء الناس ومساكنهم فقضى الله بينهما إنك الجنة رحمتي أرحم بك من أشاء وإنك النار عذابي أعذب بك من أشاء ولكي لكما علي ملؤها. حضرت أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that Jannat and Jahannam had a debate. Jannat, who had a debate? Jannat and Jahannam. So one thing we learn from here is that sometimes the ulama explained that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that Jannat and Jahannam had a debate, either literally it meant that Allah Ta'ala had given them that power to have a debate, to have a discussion, to have an, so to say, a not an argument, but a view, exchange of views. So one thing we learn from here, and we learn from other hadith also, just a mere exchange of views and having difference of opinion, so long as it's for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no harm. In one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a person that had murdered in the previous times, in the time of the Bani Israel, he had murdered 99 people. And now he was very remorseful over his condition. So he went to one person that was a worshipper but not an alim. In other words, he was a pious person but he didn't have the true knowledge of deen. So what he did, he asked this person said, there's no hope for you. 99 people, you killed so many people, there's no hope. So he said, look, if there's no hope for me, I'd rather make it 100, I'll round it up. And he took that person's head off also. So now when he did this, it was still worrying him, it was still troubling him. So now he went and he asked a person who was a alim also, had knowledge also, and a pious person. So this person told him that the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very vast. Allah Ta'ala will forgive you no matter what guna you made. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what you do is you go and you move to another town. In that other town there's pious people there. So hopefully through the barakat and the company of the pious people, Allah Ta'ala will reform and change your condition. So one thing we learn from there also is by keeping the company of the pious, how it can change a person. How important it is a person to leave his environment where he committed so much of guna and to move into an environment where he'll be protected. So therefore this hadith also is teaching us the importance of moving from a person's environment where the wrong company is. He may be a wrong circle of friends, he may be in a wrong group, whatever it is, he must move. The Lord had a discussion, who? Malaika of Rahman and Malaika of Azab. So even the Malaika also exchange views. Malaika exchange views today in the hadith between Jannat and Jahannam exchange views. So exchanging views, having difference of views or difference of opinion, there's nothing wrong in it, so long as it's solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's no nafs and shaitan that is involved. Person not doing it for his own desires. It's only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyway, just to finish off that incident, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that they decided that, okay, let us measure the land. If he is closer to that land where the bad company was, where he committed the guna, then he will be, the malaika of azab will take him. And if he's closer to that land where the pious people are, the good people are, where he's moving towards, then the malaika of rahmat will take him. So this was the agreement this malaika had come to. And it comes in a hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused the earth to fold up closer to the land where the pious was. So Allah ta'ala's mercy overtook, engulfed. So when they measured, he was closer. Not that he was in reality closer, but Allah ta'ala caused the earth to fold up for this person. And now when they measured, they found that he was closer to the land where the pious people were. Shows how good an action it is to move towards people that are pious. So Allah ta'ala had made this person maghfirat and forgave this person because of this. So anyway, continuing with this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, paradise and hell, Jannat and Jahannam had a debate. Jahannam said, within me are the tyrants and the arrogant people. Now we are doing the people that are undistinguished, the people that are weak Muslims, people that are not known. The Jannat is boasting. What Jannat is boasting? Jannat is saying that within me, Jahannam is saying, within me are the tyrants and the arrogant people. In other words, those people that were haughty, those people that were proud, those people that wanted to be distinguished, they are the people that are within me. And Jannat is saying, Jannat is explaining, that within me are the poor people and the weak people. So this is the fakhr and this is the pride that Jannat is taking. That within me are the poor people, within me are the weak people. This was the pride that Jannat is taking. Allah Ta'ala then resolved a dispute. Allah Ta'ala came in, like so to speak, like arbitrator. Allah Ta'ala then resolved the dispute by saying, you Jannat are my mercy. I show mercy to whoever I wish through you. Allah Ta'ala addressing Jannat and saying, you are my rahmat, you are my mercy, I show mercy to whoever I want through you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Jahannam, O Jahannam, you are my punishment, I punish whoever I wish through you, and I will fill both of you. Both of you will get full. Jannat, in other words, Jannat will get full also, and Jahannam will get full. What the hadith Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi brought this hadith to show us, that our fakhr and our pride should be to be of the people of Jannat. In other words, people that are not known, people that are not arrogant, people that are not proud, people that are generally regarded as poor, it doesn't matter how people regard us, but these are the people of Jannat. It's nothing to be ashamed if a person is poor, it's nothing to be ashamed if a person is weak, it's actually the pride of Jannat. And Allah Ta'ala shows mercy through Jannat because of these type of people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of bringing this quality of humility, of bringing this quality of adab and respect in our lives. A person has got this, he takes it very, very far. As we know, today is Friday also, it's a great day, first day of Dhul Hijjah. We should all turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, try and take out extra time, come in early for the Jummah Salah, make it a point of reciting Surah Al-Kahf, increase our salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and try and come early before the Maghrib Salah, so that we can engage in dua. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, subhanarabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.